to the Victim Survivor Thriver podcast. I'm your host, Dana Wolfgang. I'm a wife, mom, funny farmer, music lover, entrepreneur, shenanigan enthusiast, a badassy gal, passionate about sharing the real nitty-gritty of life and love so we can learn, grow, and thrive together. I also happen to love sipping good sips, eating good eats, and celebrating every tiny victory. This podcast is for you if you appreciate real, honest, raw conversations about the light and heavy of life and love in this crazy, tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful, beautiful life. Yes, those are lyrics from one of my favorite songs. I have musical brain and relate most everything to song lyrics. If those words don't perfectly sum up life, I don't know what does. Life is a journey full of lessons and blessings. When we learn to embrace the uncertainty and challenges as blessings too, the game of life changes. There is magic to be found in the messy. My hope is to offer hope, insight, resources, inspiration, and love to our Victim Survivor Thriver tribe. Together, we can laugh, cry, grow, be inspired, inspire, and learn to seek the magic in the messy so we can all thrive. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I love Tuesdays because it's my opportunity to connect with all of you in our Thriver tribe. This week's episode will be short and sweet, and it was inspired by a song. I'm sure that's a shocker for those of you that tune in regularly. Recently, while I was down at the Funny Farm shoveling shit as per usual, this oldie but goodie played in my pocket, and it seems like this. Life's a dance you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe. You do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, a time to talk, and you might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blow up in my face. Seen the long shot. Win the race, been knocked down by a slamming door and picked myself up and come back for more. Life's a dance you learn as you go. Isn't that so true? I've loved this song since I was a little girl, but I understand it more and more as I get older. Life really is a dance we learn as we go. I too have had sure things blow up in my face and been knocked down, but I always come back for more. I'm ever evolving and hopefully getting a little better at making the stumbles a part of the dance. The magic happens when we get on the dance floor. Whether it's life, love, a funny farm, or starting this podcast, the goals, hopes, dreams, they can only happen when we actually dance. Sometimes we just have to pull on our boots and boogie. Oh, there have been so many times in life I have held myself back because I didn't know the dance. Silly me. The only way to learn the dance is to start dancing. So make the stumbles a part of the dance. It might not be perfect. Heck, it might not even be perfect-ish, but it's living. And I say living with all capital letters. It's only when we choose to live and dare to love that we find our rhythm. Find your rhythm. The more I learn, the less I know I know. Can you relate? There have been seasons I have conquered life and love, and there have been seasons, life and love has conquered me. It's all a part of the dance, and I'm learning as I go. I surely do not claim to have all the answers, but I have learned a few dance steps along the way that make my dance perfect-ish and a whole lot more fun. So I want to share those with you today, and I hope they make your dance a little more fun too. Step one. Action. Be brave. Get on the dance floor. Dreams don't work unless we do. Sitting, waiting, and wishing won't make us better. Courage and being vulnerable enough to suck at first will help us find our groove. Risk it. Do the thing that's on your heart to do. Say the thing you want to say. Take the leap or just the next step and then the next. Stumble, but keep dancing. Oh, I can hear this singing in my head right now as we go. And then here's another song that I heard in my head as I was reading all of this to you that makes me want to dance through life. It's Better When I'm Dancing by Meghan Trainor. Show the world you've got that fire. Feel the rhythm getting louder. Show the world what you can do. Prove to them that you've got moves. I don't know about you, but I feel better when I'm dancing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Better when I'm dancing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, we can do this together. I bet you feel better when you're dancing too. Anyway, I could hear that in my head, and it's so true. One way, one good tune for embracing this dance we call life. The second dance step that I have found to be super powerful in my dance of life is gratitude. Be grateful. Even in the seasons I felt like life and love were conquering me, when my heart was heavy, if I focused on what there was to be grateful for, counted my blessings, and looked at what I could learn from the lessons, by lessons, I mean the hard-ass shit, my day was brighter. When we're grateful, more things to be grateful for show up. Magic. In this season of my life, I keep a gratitude journal. If you want to add this step to your dance and you don't find journaling comes naturally to you, I can totally relate. I love, love, love the 5-minute journal because it makes journaling easy for anyone. You can check it out in the show notes. That said, any journal would do, but I encourage you to take 5 minutes a day to note the things that you're grateful for and add that awesome gratitude step to your dance called life. Step number three is let it go. This is a big one. One of the most important steps in this crazy dance we call life is to let go. Let go enough to get on the dance floor. Let go of the past. Let go of what others will think. Let go of what's heavy. Let go of what scares you. Reflect on what's serving you and what isn't serving you in this dance. If people or things that you're holding on to don't allow you to be unapologetically the best version of you, let that shit go. Get out of your head. Let your body feel the music. Oh, geez, I hear a song singing in my head just as I said those words. Gloria Estefan's Conga. Everybody gather around now. Let your body feel the heat. Don't worry if you can't dance. Let the music move your feet. Too good. Taking it way back. Moving on to dance step number four, have faith. God is guiding me. I trust that I'm being guided by something or someone greater than myself. If the load feels heavy, I talk to God, and the heaviness is always lifted. I physically feel the relief. I promise that faith, talking to God, spirit, universe, whatever that is for you, it will make your dance flow and allow grace when you stumble. So be sure and have the faith. Here is my go-to prayer since I was a little girl that I want to share with you, because this is what always lifts that heaviness for me. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. And the presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is. Thank you, God, for this day. Please wrap your light and love around me and guide me through it. So that's the prayer that I always say when I feel like things are just a little bit heavy or just want to say thank you to God for his guidance. And I know that what God is, faith is different to everyone, but whatever that is to you, embrace it because I wholeheartedly believe that's such a key step in our dance of life. Dance step number five is health. Exercise, stretch, make good food choices more often than not. Move your body every day. Dance, dance. Even if it's just a 5-minute yoga session, your body will love you for it. I personally love nachos and pizza. I love a good sip, whether it's coffee or whiskey or my hubby's homemade moonshine. When I want it, I have it. All things in moderation. Overall, I try to make healthy choices so I can enjoy this dance we call life to the fullest. Dance step number six. Joy. Take time to do what makes your soul happy every day. Get out in nature. Shovel some shit. Sip a good sip with someone who fills your cup. Enjoy the view. Crank up your favorite tune. Sing in the shower, dance in the kitchen, or wear the red lipstick. Even if you don't feel like it, that's when you need to do it the most. Create joy in your life. Be better and choose joy. And the last, but of course not least, important step in this crazy dance we call life for me is to celebrate. Celebrate every tiny victory. Life is hard, but it's hard that makes it meaningful. I have learned that the dance gets better and better the more we celebrate. So look for something every day that's worth celebrating. When we celebrate the little things, it paves the way for the big things to come. Celebrating keeps us dancing through life. What are you celebrating today? I'd love to hear from you and celebrate with you. Well, there you go. My 7 dance steps for finding your best groove. I promise if you add any or all of these steps to your dance of life, a little magic is sure to follow. Cheers to learning as we go. In the spirit of celebrating, use code CELEBRATE to get 15% off your order at our Funny Farm Inspired store. See the code and our Life's a Dance playlist in the show notes. As always, I want to share what I'm celebrating this week because, as I always share, the more we look for to celebrate, the more that shows up worthy of celebrating. So this week, I'm celebrating getting out of my comfort zone, new adventures, many last first days as Kyler steps into his senior year, Funny Farm shenanigans always, forever love. I'm so grateful for learning and growing and dancing through this life. And the good and the hard of it all. I'm celebrating the amazing ladies joining me for the Thriver Tribe this week. And of course, I'm celebrating connecting with all of you. I'd love to hear what you're celebrating and any dance steps that you think are key in this crazy dance we call life. Cheers to dancing. I am so grateful to be able to incorporate a few of the things I love as sponsors of the Victim Survivor Thriver podcast. I love sipping good sips. Let's support new beginnings with a bag of freshly roasted goodness. I'm honored to now be sponsored by Thriver's Coffee. It takes community and sustainability to thrive after escaping the horrors of human trafficking. Thriver's Coffee empowers survivors with the support they need to start a new chapter and reach their long-term goals. Thriver's Coffee tastes incredible, but it's even sweeter knowing every single person is treated with dignity. It's fair trade certified, which means there's no forced child labor. All working conditions are safe and healthy. Compensation is fair and consistent. Every cup respects our communities and natural resources. In short, it's made the way it should be. It all works toward Deliver Fund's goal of ending the horrors of human trafficking. 100% of the proceeds fight for freedom for victims of human trafficking. Your morning ritual never tasted so good. Visit thriverscoffee.com today to order yours and sip with purpose. Of course, this info will be in the show notes as well. Another of my favorite sponsors and places to visit is Amala Detox, my sister's phenomenal shop located in downtown Sonora, California. Talk about a place to literally go and fill your cup with tea or just your heart and soul. There's something for everyone there. You can go and get an amazing detoxifying foot soap, sip on some tea, and find all kinds of goodies for health and soul and heart. So be sure to stop in if you're ever in Sonora, California. It's a phenomenal experience. If you aren't in a location where you can go and enjoy it firsthand, you can find all the goodies online, from teas to all her amazing products that will truly fill your cup. Visit amaladetox.com. All of this information will also be in the show notes. I know you will love Amala as much as I do. Also a sponsor of the Victim Survivor Thriver podcast is Gut Personal. Gut Personal has been an absolute game changer in my life. I have struggled with gut issues through the years off and on, and I just never knew what was going to set it off. I was bloated and just didn't feel good. Since being introduced to Gut Personal and implementing the personal supplements tailored to what I needed, it has really changed my life. And I'm always talking about shoveling you-know-what down at the Funny Farm anyway. So why not talk about the real stuff right here? I'm feeling good as a result of Gut Personal. No more bloat. I sleep better and I do all the things better. So be sure and check out Gut Personal to find out more about what might work for you to make you feel your best as well. Visit gutpersonal.com and use code XANA10 for a 10% discount. All of this information will, of course, be in the show notes as well. Be sure and go check it out and feel your best. All good things evolve, and so with that, our Funny Farm has officially become Thrive Farm Co. Be sure to check out our Love and Shenanigans store for inspirations from everything that happens here at Thrive Farm Co. So many things I love, from animal inspirations to country sunshine and all the things that make me smile. I hope they will make you smile too. Visit www.lovetheletterinshenanigans.com to get your goodies. Last, but most definitely not least, is our Honor the Brave program. We established Honor the Brave after Jeff retired from law enforcement. My background was in real estate, and Honor the Brave was a way for us to use the resources we had to stay connected and give back to our first responder and military families. So if you happen to be a first responder or veteran, active duty or retired, or the spouse of whatever it may be, we would love to support you in buying or selling a home anywhere nationwide. We provide what we call Brave benefits as a thank you for your service, which is an amount equivalent to 10% of the agent commission back after closing. And an additional 5% will be donated to the charity that you choose that impacts first responders or veterans in some capacity. Our hope is to create an experience of appreciation and hopefully positively impact more first responder and veterans' lives with the charity donation. We are also honored to present a beautiful handmade wooden American flag as yet another token of appreciation for your service. If you're not a first responder or veteran, but have a heart for those who serve, you can still work with our awesome realtor partners to buy and sell, and we will donate to the charity that you choose. Together, we make a difference. So be sure and check that out at www.honorthebrave.com. Again, all of this information will be found in the show notes.